Well, let's find out how they're being used in the workplace. Roxanne Calder is the founder and managing director at Est10. It's a leading recruitment agency across Sydney and Melbourne. Good morning, Roxanne.
Good morning.
So personality testing, do you see that much in your work?
We do. Probably maybe 20% of our clients would use personality tests. And they've been around, you know, as you mentioned before, for a very, very long time. And I think it's all in how you use it. My view on it is it very much needs to be used as a management tool and not a decision maker.
Are some industries more keen to use them than others? And if so, which ones?
I think it depends. There's some. I wouldn't say it's necessarily industry-based. It could be some industries, like, for example, there could be some tech startups that decide that they need people who are highly resilient, et cetera. So they'll design tests that might draw out those sorts of behaviours or competencies for that. There could be some professional services firms that will use tests that others won't. And it just depends, because often some of those tests will also benchmark their own workplace population to look at what the average is and the mean and all that sort of thing, so they can benchmark accurately. Mm. The problem with some of those, though, is our environment has changed. So if you look at high performers who might have done really well in an office environment, and then with our recent pandemic and working from home, a lot of the high performers may not do so well in a, you know, working from home environment, and yet people who might have performed averagely before are excelling now. So the environmental piece plays a really big part. And even if you take it back to some basics of children at school, you know, you'll have one child that perform really well in one school environment, and then you put that same child in a different environment and they won't. So the environmental piece, I think, also plays a really critical part in, an employee and how we're looking after them.
Mm. So as a recruiter, you're actually finding the people and placing them into jobs where you think, you know, there's going to be a fit. Has anybody that you ever know of been rejected from getting that job because of the personality testing?
Well, so first of all, there's two different tests that we sort of see. One is the aptitude test, which is looks at whether a candidate can perform the job. And then the personality test addresses whether the candidate will do the job. So, you know, all those people that you might have worked with that are super bright, very capable, but don't seem to be able to execute or finish or complete a task. So the two different things there. And to answer your question, though, we have seen that. And it can be frustrating. And frustrating if you're recruiting.
Yeah.
Frustrating if you're a poor candidate at the end of it, because then it's all about how you manage that. And I think that piece on how you manage expectations on the test in the first place is critical, because you need to make sure that people are really comfortable doing that test, because if they're intimidated, if they're feeling nervous, that can sort of change the way that the answers will come out. In the same way, if you do an interview, you need to make sure people are really comfortable as best they can be, so you can draw out the best. And in actual fact, I think we need to be looking for tests that draw out potential in people, not necessarily behavioural aspects that are negative, because we're in an environment now that is incredibly tight for talent. We have a shortage of people in Australia to source from. And instead of looking for ways to say, oh, that person won't work, we should be looking for ways to see that person will work, or what do we need to help them to get them to that level? Because I think smart businesses, if they can look at that from that perspective, then we can get further ahead.
I like that, drawing out the potential in prospective employees. That's an excellent idea. So do you actually ever do the personality tests with your candidates before you send them off to the employer to have a look at them?
Well, so we don't administer the test, because each client, so it could be a bank, it could be an accounting firm, it could be a media, so they'll have their own if they're doing them. So typically the process will be, if there is some form of test, we'll take the job brief, we'll be aware of the testing, we'll look at the competencies and the attributes needed, we'll interview to that, and then we'll select a shortlist, typically it's a long list when there's a psychometric test involved, and then the test will come into play for some organisations, and then they'll choose to interview from there. Or we work with other clients where the test will come into play at the very end, and the beauty of that is then it's used as a management tool. Because then it's an aspect of, they'll sit down with you, Renee, and say, hey, Renee, this is all looking really good. Here's your test. Here's your profile. does this ring true for you? And you'll say, yeah, it does actually, because blah, blah, blah. And then that just really helps to sort of bring forward the relationship, so that when you're working together, you might be 3 years ahead of when those sorts of things might come out, and you can be on the same path and plan to bring out the best in people. That's when it's at its best, because it's a management tool.
Someone's texted in here. I think it's M. She writes, "Hi, Renee. My uncle uses these sorts of personality tests, but uses colours. So people are given a test, then assigned a colour or colours, so they can be placed in working groups. Do you know about this?"
Yeah, there's lots of different tests that do that. It's it might be referring to the DISC profiling as well. And then it sort of takes into account the behaviours that sort of would go with that, depending on what the questions are asked. It'll be based on one of the, well-founded tests that have been spoken about previously, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Phil in Cherrybrook writes, "I was asked in a personality test which of the following I appreciated most, the beauty of a sunset or the design features of a luxury sports car." He says, "To this day, I still don't know what I should have answered." Wow, that's tricky. What's the right answer for that?
You see, that in itself, like that poor person saying what they should have answered, it's not about what they should have answered, because then when people carry that away with them, that's what I mean by it needs to be administered correctly and managed, the expectations managed the right way, because you don't want people to think they should answer a question, because it's all about putting people in the right environment, because then they'll excel if they're in the right environment, and maybe that's not the right environment for them.
Mm.
So it should be an equal, decision-making on that.
Very quickly, Rox, we've only got 1 minute. Do you think there is a perfect personality to suit, to suit all jobs? What really are you looking for when you're placing people?
Great attitude. Happy to put the effort in. Okay if you make a mistake, own it, responsible, accountable. There's no perfect, but some of those sorts of attributes are what people are looking for.
Great attitude. Good on you. Thank you. Thanks for your time, Roxanne Calder.
Thank you, Renee.
Roxanne Calder is the founder and managing director at Est10, a leading recruitment agency across Sydney and Melbourne. There you go. Attitude. Attitude is a choice, is it not? Thank you very much to all your text. Pretty funny. Ross in Potts Point writes, "Hi, Renee. I've sat on countless job interview panels, never used a personality test, never regretted my choice of the person for the job. You don't need a test to tell if someone has what you are looking for or not." Good on you, Ross. Thanks for that.